This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's spend some time with God together. You know, I love the difference that God has made in my life. Before, I had God personally involved in my life on the relational level. My life was a real struggle. I was so lonely. I was so empty. There was no hope in my life. I was on a downward, dark spiral in my life. I thought I was a Christian. I did the religious things, but I didn't have God in my life. And I remember when I turned to God one evening and I said, God, I recognize now you're not in my life. I need your forgiveness for the way I've offended you. And I want you to come into my life and make it what you want it to be. The thing that blew me away was the love of God for me. The love of God. I felt like nobody loved me. I felt so alone. But I experienced the love of God, and that radically transformed my life. I hope as you go into this day today, you recognize this amazing truth. God loves you so much. He's reaching out to you right now, even as you're listening to this radio spot, listening to my voice. I hope that you hear God's voice coming through, saying, I love you. Open your heart to me. Let me get involved in your life. Put me at the center of your life and watch what a difference my love will make to you. We're looking this week at Genesis chapter 1, the first chapter in the Bible. We've looked at so much of what God has created, and I want to come today to his creation of mankind. In verse 26, it says, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female, he created them. Now, there's such beautiful truth in this verse, and I love the way it puts the nature of God here. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, not let me make man in my image after my likeness. Do you see the point here? Already here, there's sort of the foreshadowing of this beautiful truth that we call the Trinity in the Bible, that God is made up of three persons, God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, and that these three persons have existed for all eternity in beautiful relationship with one another, working together for the same purposes. And here they are, creating mankind, and they say, let's make man. We've created everything else already. Now let's make mankind in our image. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So here's this picture. God didn't just make sort of a unisex humanity. He made male and female. He wanted us to experience that beauty of relationship that he has. Well, there's so many beautiful truths here. There's the truth of our own nature as human beings, both men and women having equal value, equally made in the image of God, the dignity of every human being, the sanctity of human life, made in the image of God. We're not just biological organisms. We are spiritual beings made in the image of God. That is huge. I hope you feel your own worth, your own value to God in that you're made in his image. But notice also what it shows us about God himself. He is a relational being, a personal being. That means as you go into this day, you're not just trying to do what's right, trying to please God, not to face his judgment, not to feel guilty. No, you're in a relationship with God, and God wants to journey through this day with you. He wants you to talk to him all day, and he wants to respond to you and be involved in your life because he loves you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.